Good morning. Thank you very much for coming. Today's daf is daf mem vav in Maseches Brachos. We are dealing with the topic of Birkas Hamazon, of Zimun. That was yesterday's topic. And today that's going to lead us into basically laws of meals. What's the respectful way to eat a meal? Who should lead the Zimun? Who should lead the meal? What are the Persian ways of eating meals versus the rabbinic way of eating meals? All of those will be discussed in today's daf on Daf Mem Vav. So the first thing that we're going to learn is the question of who should be the one to say the hamotzi, to open the bread, both say as a fast, to lift, to open up the bread, to cut a piece for the people at the meal. And then we're going to learn about who's the one who has the privilege of leading the Birkas Hamazon. So we're going to see that ultimately, la halacha, the host should say the hamotzi. And the reason why the host should say the hamotzi is because the host is generous, because it's his bread. So he'll give big pieces to everyone. Whereas a guest might be stingy with how much bread each person gets, will make small pieces. And the other thing that we're going to learn is that the guest should say the bracha of Birkas Hamazon, because the guest is going to give a bracha to the host, the special Yehi Ratzon. Shalo yevosh b'al habayis lo b'olam hazeh, lo b'olam haba, yitzlach mo b'chol nechasav. So that blessing is going to come from the guest, so that's the guest should be the one to say the Birkas Hamazon. So we get to these laws through a story. Starting Memvav Modal, Reb Zeira Chalash. Reb Zeira once got sick. Now Reb Zeira, the Gemara tells us elsewhere in Bava Metzia, Reb Zeira used to fast a lot. He took on to fast 100 fasts so that the fires of Gehenna not be able to impact him after he would die. And then he would test himself. He used to walk into ovens and sit there to see that the fire not impact him. This went on for a long time until there were rabbis who put an ayin hara on him. How does he go act like this? How does he go endanger himself? Who does he think he is? And he actually got burned. So he used to be called Gutza, the short person, the Charich Shoka, who had the burned thighs, because he became burned and infirm from this behavior of all this fasting. So this story of him getting sick was after he had been burned. And Reb Zeira Chalash, Reb Zeira was sick. Allah Gaber Bavo, Bavo went in to visit him. Kabbalah later, Reb Avo accepted on himself that imitbach, if Reb Zeira would recover. And then what did he call Reb Zeira? Ktina, the small one, Charich Shaki, who has the burned thighs. Avidna Yama Tavler Abanan, I will make a holiday for the rabbis. The Baal Shem Tov was known to have said that if somebody is sick, a sgula, a charm to help them get better, is to promise to God, if I get better, I'll make a Seudas Hodah. I'll make a meal. I'll invite people to express thanks to God. This is the source for that idea. The Gemara never talks about Seudas Hodah. This is the source. Reb Avo promised that he would make a meal for the rabbis if Reb Zeira would get better. So itbach, and in fact, Reb Zeira did get better. So Avid Seudas Alekulu Rabbanan. So Reb Avo fulfilled his promise, and he made the Seudas Hodah. He made the holiday meal for all the rabbis. Kimat Lamisha, at the beginning of the meal, when they were ready to break open the bread, Amalei Reb Zeira, Reb Avo said to Reb Zeira, you're the guest of honor. The whole meal is to thank God for having healed you. So Lishri Lanmar, our master Reb Zeira, should open up the bread. Amalei, so Reb Zeira said back to Reb Avo, Lo Savol Amar, Lo Had Reb Yochanan. Does Reb Avo, the master, not agree with what Reb Yochanan, the Rosh Hashiva of the land of Israel, taught to Amar? He said, Bala Bayis Potseya. The host should be the one to open up the bread. And as I said, the host opens the bread because the host is generous and he might give big pieces of bread to all the guests. So Sharalu, Sir Bavo, opened the bread for them. Kimatu Levruchi, when they arrived at the Birkas Hamazon at the end, when they had arrived for the blessings at the end, Amarlei Nevarech Lanmar. So again, Bavo said to Reb Zeira, you're the guest of honor, you should make the blessing for us.
Amale, you should say the Zimun, you should lead us. Amale, he said, Lo Savra Lamar, does the master not agree? Lo Had Rav Huna Dumin Bavel. For what Rav Huna from Bavel said to Amar, he used to say, that's the famous Rosh Hashiva Rav Huna, he used to say, Botzei Amivarech, the one who opens the bread, he started the mitzvah, he should be the one to close the mitzvah, he should be the one who should say the Birkas HaMazon, the Botzei, the one who opens the bread, he should be the Mivarech. Okay, so in the end, Rav Avoh led the bench. Says the Gemara, V'yu k'man tzvirle, what was Rav Avoh thinking? Why did he think that Reb Zeira should be the one to lead the benching to do the zimun if Reb Zeira did not open up the bread? So he thought, Yehadar Amar Reb Yochman Mishum Reb Shimon Yochai. Based on the lesson that Reb Yochman taught in the name of Reb Shimon Yochai, Balabayas Potseya, the host opens the bread, but Ovreach Mivarech, but the guest is the one who leads the benching. Balabayas Potseya, the host opens up the bread. Because the host owns it, so he owns everything, he might give generously. So in order to encourage generous pieces, that all the guests should have a nice chunk of bread to help them in their meal, the respectful thing is the balabayah should be the one who opens up the bread. Oreach mevarech, the guest is the one who leads the birkas hamazon, kadesh yevarech es balabayah, so that he will give a special blessing to the host. My mevarech, what's the special blessing that a guest is supposed to insert into the Birkas HaMazon? Yehi ratzon, may it be your will, God, shelo yevosh balabayis b'olam hazeh, that the host not be embarrassed in this world, v'lo yikoleim l'olam haba, and he shouldn't be shamed in the next world. Rebbe Mosi Badvar, Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi would add, v'yitzach mod b'chol nechasav, he should be very successful with all of his property. Property means real estate, land. His land, the fields that he owns, and the buildings that he owns. What's that? Yes, that's another point, because as we learned back in Masechta, I forget which Masechta it was, but we learned it in one of the Masechtos that you should check on your property every day. Because if you check on your property every day, you save yourselves lots of losses. Because if you don't check, then a leak might have started, and by the time you check a month later, you have a big loss. So the Gemara says you should check your property every day, so you can always see if there are things going wrong. So he should be successful with his property. And his property and our property should be successful. They should be close to the city. That way you can check on it all the time. And the Satan should not rule over his handiwork, nor our handiwork. And it shouldn't happen to appear, neither before him nor before us, no matter of thinking of sin or crime, me'ata, from now, va'ad olam, and forever. So, because the blessing of the guest is such a wonderful blessing, that's why Rabbi Yochanan said, the guest should be the one who leads the benching, so he can give this blessing, and the host should be the one to open up the meal.
The bracha for yayin, is that the host or the guest?
The guest.
The guest?
Yeah.
Bracha yayin.
Of after the benching.
No, before bracha yayin. I'm talking about Friday night.
The Kiddush? The host.
Kiddush.
The host.
So both of them have to be done by the host.
Yeah, because he's generous. He'll give out nice pieces. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that is a law about, behavior or norms in a meal. We'll see at the end of the daf, we're going to have some more things about the norms of a meal. So now we go back to the issue of Zimun. That was the point of our Mishnah. Three people who eat together, then they are obligated to recite a zimun in Birkas HaMazon. They shouldn't each one bench by himself. There should be a call and answer. One person saying, Rabosai Nevarech, my masters, let's bless together. And everybody responding, Yishem Hashem Mevorach, or Baruch Shachal Mishalo. Adeichan Birkas HaZimun. What is Birkas HaZimun? How long is Birkas HaZimun? What's included in Birkas HaZimun? Rav Nachman Amar Ad Nevarech. Rav Nachman said what we say, right? Rabosai Nevarech. So when you finish the word Nevarech, that's the end of the call of Zimun. However, Rav Sheshes said Ad Hazan, till the end of the first bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hazan Es Hakol. Blessed are you, God, who feeds all. So according to Rav Sheshes, not always would you say that first bracha. If you have a zimun of three, then you say the first bracha. But if you're benching by yourself, you start right away with no delacha. You just start with the second bracha. And then you go to Boni Rishalayim and Atov HaMeitiv. But you don't always have the first bracha. So there is an argument here. Is zimun what we have as zimun? Nevarech, that's Rav Nachman. Or Rav Sheshes, zimun is Nevarech plus the first bracha. Says the Gemara, Neima Ketanai. Maybe this argument of the Amoraim was already earlier an argument amongst the Tanaim. The Tani Chadu Letin Braisa number one, Bircha Samazon. The blessing at the end of eating a meal, Bircha Samazon, is Shnai Mushlosha. It could be two blessings, or it could be three. So presumably, what does that mean? If you don't have a zimun, so then it's only two blessings. It's no delcha and boni Yerushalayim. And if you have a zimun, then it's going to be three. It's going to be hazan, no delcha and boni Yerushalayim. The Tanit Chulin in another brisa, shlosha v'arba, birkas hamazon is three or four. What do you mean three or four? That sounds like if you have, that's the opinion that says Hazan is not the Zimun. The Zimun is just Nevarich. So if you don't have a Zimun, the Bracha is, it's three, it's Hazan. One second. So if he's saying, right, if he's saying it's three or four, so then he's saying that if you don't have a zimun, it would just be hazan and al aretz and boni Yerushalayim. And if you had a zimun, you also say nevarech. That would be called four. Svarua, they figured the kuliyam everybody holds. Hatov ha-meitiv lav doraisi. Hatov ha-meitiv is not biblical. That's not being counted here at all. That's not being counted because that's not biblical. So my love, welcome if we. So here's the argument. Mado Amar Shtaim V'Shalosh. The Brisa that says that benching is two or three. Kasavar Ad Hazan. It's saying that has the Zimun includes the first bracha. So if you have a Zimun, it's three. It's the first bracha. No Delacha and Boni Yerushalayim. If you don't have a Zimun, then it's only two. It's just No Delacha and Boni Yerushalayim. Mado Amar Shalosh V'Arba. The one who says three or four. Kasavar Ad Nevarich. So he thinks that you don't have the first bracha. You have Nevarich. So just the beginning, Nevarich. So if you have a Zimun, it's Nevarich, plus it's the first three brachos. And if you don't have a Zimun, then it's just the first three brachos. So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Rav Nachman, who says that Zimun includes the first bracha, Metaretz L'Tameh, can answer the two brachos according to his view. And Rav Sheshesh, who says that Zimun does not include the first three brachos, that Nachman says it does not include the first bracha. Sheish says it does include the first bracha. Also, Mataras the Tamei. Rav Nachman, Mataras the Tamei. Rav Nachman can explain the two brachas according to his logic. To Kuliyam, everybody agrees. Ad Nevarich. Really, Zimun is just the beginning, just till the word Nevarich. Madam Ar Shalosh. So the brachas that said, brachas number two that said benching, sometimes three blessings, and sometimes four. Shapi, that's good, right? Three blessings would be when we don't have a Zimun. Four is when we have a Zimun. We have Nevarich too. Now the brisa number one that said that benching is two blessings or sometimes three, I'm going to tell you, that brisa is talking about workers. So workers do not recite the blessing of Atova Meitiv, since Atova Meitiv is only rabbinic, so they are not allowed to take away from their boss to recite Atova Meitiv. So it's saying, for the workers, if they don't have a zimun. So if the workers don't have a zimun, they'll say the bracha of Hazan, and then they put together the bracha of Ala Aretz together with Boni Yerushalayim, which we're going to see soon. They have two blessings. And if they have a zimun, and they have three blessings, they say Nevarech, they say Hazan, and they put together Ala Aretz and Boni Yerushalayim.
What constitutes a bracha? Because does Rabbi Sadi is bracha?
Yes, yes.
So you don't need Baruch Atah Hashem. That's that you don't need that for something. To
at
be
least brought. For this brisa, just the fact for this brisa, that's what we're saying, right? If you have 10, you'd say Hashem's name. That's already according to one opinion earlier. We saw that's already enough for a bracha, right? So he'll tell you Man Da'amar again. Man Da'amar Shtayim V'Shalosh, two or three. Amalacha will tell you. Here we're talking about the blessing of the workers. So as we've learned, Poseach Ba'azan, a worker says the first blessing, Hazan, V'kol Boni Yerushalayim, Birchas Ha'aretz. And he puts together the blessing of Boni Yerushalayim in Birchas Ha'aretz. Now, Rav Sheshes, who said that Zimun includes the first bracha, Mitaretz L'Tameh, he can resolve the two brachas also according to his opinion. D'kuli Alma Adazan, everybody agrees that Zimun includes the first bracha. Ma'adam Rashtayim V'Shalosh Shapis, the one who's
So the Brice that said that Birkas HaMazon is either two blessings or three blessings, that works very well. That works well, two or three blessings. Because if there's a Zimun, then it would be three blessings. You'd have Hazan, plus you'd have Ala Aretz, and you'd have Boni Yerushalayim. If there's no Zimun, it's two blessings, because you only have no Dolcha and Boni Yerushalayim. Fine. But he'll tell you that the Braisa number two that says that Birkas HaMazon is either three blessings or four blessings. That's not talking about that since you have a Zimun, there you have four blessings. No. That's saying Kasavra, he holds something else. He holds a Tova Metiv Do Raisa. He holds a Tova Metiv is biblical. So if you don't have a Zimun, you have no Dolcha. You have Boni Yerushalayim and Atova Metiv, you have three. And if you have a Zimun, then you have a Zan, no Delocha, Boni Yerushalayim, and Atova Metiv, and you have four. Rabbi, Rav Yosef said, Taylor, what's the proof that Atova Metiv Lav Doraisa? Yeah, okay, what's the question?
Yeah, what's wrong with saying Bracha? Zimun or no Zimun? Well, Bracha is Bracha. You know, anybody, you know, more Bracha, the better it is.
Apparently not. To say a Bracha when you're not obligated is to invoke God's name in vain. That's one of the Ten Commandments. You have to have a permission to say a bracha.
Correct.
Yeah, please. It's an amazing thing. That's right.
Even if you want, just say Hod L'Hashem.
No, that's fine. No, the text of the bracha requires the right to do it.
So you would be allowed to say Hod L'Hashem.
Yes, because that's a whole pasuk also.
So
again, as Izzy points out, you see here how important it is to work loyally for our employers, for our bosses, that the halacha says that to do an honest job is more important than saying the Atov HaMetiv, than saying the final bracha of benching. Rav Yosef said, now this, we saw that one of the questions here is Atov HaMetiv a biblical blessing or a rabbinic blessing? Rav Yosef said, hey, I can prove to you that Atov HaMetiv Lavdo Raisa, that Atov HaMetiv is not a biblical blessing. Share Paulim Okim Osa, because workers can uproot it. Workers don't have to say it in order to do their job. Rav Yitzchak Bashmua Bar Marta, Mishmei de Rav, Rav Yitzchak Bashmua, the son of Marta, son of Rav, Hidid Atova Metiv Lav Doraisa, I can prove that Atova Metiv is not biblical. Shari Poseach Bar Baruch, because you begin with a Baruch, Vein Chosam Bar Baruch, and you don't end with a Baruch. Kidatan, as you learned in a Raisa, Kala Brachos Kula, normally Brachos Poseach Ben Bar Baruch, begin with a Baruch. Vein Chosam Ben Bar Baruch, if it's a long Bracha, you also end with a Baruch. The exception for that is the blessing before fruits. That's a short bracha. So you only start with the bracha. Birchas HaMitzvah is the bracha before a mitzvah. It also is a short bracha. Bracha smucha l'chavrta. One bracha is next to its friend. So that's why Ava Rabba doesn't begin with the baruch, because Ava Rabba is right next to the bracha of Yotzer Ma'oros. So that's why it doesn't begin with the baruch. The brachos of Shmona Esrei don't begin with the baruch. You just say Atza Gibor L'Olam Hashem, Achayim Mesim. You say Atza Chonu L'Olam Das. Why don't we begin with the baruch Atza Hashem, Atza Chonu L'Olam Das? Because it's right next to a bracha. Whatever is right next to a bracha gets the bracha of before. It doesn't begin with a baruch. And bracha Chonu Shebekriyat Shema, the bracha of Emes V'Yatziv, the last bracha of Kriyat Shema, also doesn't have Baruch before. Yesh men shepaseach baruch. Now some of these things that we've listed begin with the baruch, like birchas hamitzvah, birchas haperos, the blessing on mitzvos, the blessings on fruits. Vein chosam baruch. They don't end with another baruch. Yesh men, and some of the things that we've listed now, starting with vav mid beis, shechosam ben bevaruch. They end with a baruch. They ain't poseach baruch. They don't begin with a baruch. Atov ha-meitiv, says the Braisa, Atov ha-meitiv poseach baruch, begins with the baruch. Vein chosam baruch, and it doesn't end with the baruch. Now why? That sounds like it's its own bracha, but it's a bracha smicha l'chavrta. Why is a tova meitiv any different than nodelcha or rachem? Right? There's a bracha right before it. The answer is no, the bracha right before it is biblical. It's rabbinic. So these are two different classes of blessings. So since they're two different types of blessings, you can't say that the rabbinic blessing is following the biblical blessing. They're different types of blessings. They're in different worlds. So the baruch of the biblical blessing can't be applied to the rabbinic blessing. The rabbinic blessing has to start again with its own baruch. So you see that it's a rabbinic blessing. That's the source. If this is a rabbinic blessing, it's not biblical. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, they have a third proof. They have a third proof. We have two proofs so far. Hatzov HaMeitiv can't be biblical because we see that the workers don't do it. That's a sign that it's not biblical. Hatzov HaMeitiv is not biblical because it begins with its own baruch. It's not following the baruchs of before. And now a third proof that Hatzov HaMeitiv is not biblical. Sharei Okun Osu Bevei Sa'avel. There is an opinion that in a mourner's house, he doesn't say Hatzov HaMeitiv. Instead of Hatzov HaMeitiv, he says Dina Emes. So if we're going to drop it in a mourner's house, that's a sign that it's not biblical. What do they say in a mourner's house? Baruch Hatzov HaMeitiv. They say again, Hatzov HaMeitiv. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Akiva says, no, they say Baruch Dina Emes. Says the Gemara, 1 second. According to the Tanakhama, Hatzov HaMeitiv in Dina Emes low. He's just going to say Hatzov HaMeitiv. He's not going to say Dina Emes. Elohema, rather, according to the Tanakhama, he says Hatzov HaMeitiv and Dina Emes. And according to Rabbi Akiva, just as Dina Emes. So the view that would say that he says Dina Emes, that's the sign that it is not biblical. And now a story about a mourner's house. Mar Zutra Ikra Lebei Rav Ashi. Mar Zutra once came to the home of Rav Ashi. Isra B'mil Sanebuch, a terrible tragedy happened to him. His son died. His son died. So when he got up to the Pasach Ubarach, so he began to say Birkas HaMazel. And he said like this. Baruch Atah, he said, got to the fourth bracha, he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Hakel, HaTov HaMeitiv, who does good and does better things, Hail Emes, the true God, Zion Emes, the true judge, Shogat B'Tzedek, who judges with justice, Lokeach B'Mishpat, who takes with justice, V'Shalit B'Olam, who rules in his world, Lasa spoke Kiritzono, to doing it as his will, Kichal Drachav Mishpat, for all of his ways are just, Shakol Shalom, for all belongs to him, Vanachmamo, and we are his nation, Vavadam, and his servant. Uvakol, and in all, Anachnu Chayim Lahodoslo, we are obligated to be thankful to him, Levarchon, to bless him. Go there, Piratzos be Israel, the one who will fence in the breaches in the Jewish people, who Yigdor Sapiratzazos be Israel, Lachayim, he should fence in this breach for life. Okay. So now, we're going back to a new question. We said before that when three people are eating a meal, part of the respect is if two of them have finished and one is still eating, the one who's eating should stop in the middle of his meal. And when those two want to say Birkas HaMazon, he should respond and participate in the first bracha of Birkas HaMazon. Okay, so he participated in the first bracha, then he goes back to eating. When he finishes, what does he do? Does he now start again from the beginning of benching, or does he start from the second bracha? Leheichan hu chozer. Where does the interrupter go back to? Razim Yishmei Dabai Amar Chozer LeRosh. He goes back, right? This is according to the view of Rav Sheshes that said that Zimun includes the first bracha. According to Rav Zvid, he goes back to the very beginning. And Rabbanan Ami Lamakam Shepasak, he goes back to the part that he had stopped to. In other words, he goes back to Birchas Haaretz because he participated in Zimun, which was the first bracha, according to Reb Sheshes. Vilchus Lamakam Shepasak, that's the halacha. He goes back to start with the second bracha. He does not go back to the very beginning.
So he wouldn't say Adam HaTapol, according to Rabbanan?
Right, he already said it as part of the Zimun.
So my Rabbi, as a respect, he participates with the other two.
Right.
So in a way, he says the mini,
Zimun, okay.
He cannot go on with eating anymore.
No, he does. Yeah, he goes back to eating.
Isn't that like a Birkat HaMazon, mini Birkat HaMazon?
No, he's allowed to. He was just a Zimun. He can go back to his eating. All right, now we go back to the story or to the question of what's the way to behave in a meal. And we get to it through a story. We saw earlier at the beginning of today's daf ways to behave in a meal. Who says, who opens up the bread? Who leads the benching? Reish Galusa, the exilarch, the head of all the Jews in Babel, the head of the Jews of Persia, once said to the great rabbi Rav Sheshes, Afagav Darabanan Kshishi Atu, and even though you are elderly rabbis, you know a lot, Parsai Bitzrachi Suda Bikimi Naichu, the Persians and the needs of the meal, they're more expert than you. In other words, the Gentiles, they have better ways of how they have a meal, and that's why I, the Reish Galusa, I run my meal the way the Persians run their meals, not the way the rabbis would run a meal. What do the Persians do that's so wonderful? Bisman change day mitos. Remember, in those days, they used to recline on couches and have a little coffee table with the food brought in front of them. So when there are two people eating a meal, there are two couches. Gadol Mesa Barosh, the elder, the more prominent person, the more honorable person, he's the one who reclines first. Vesheini Lo, the one secondary in importance to him, Lamala Himenu, reclines on the bed ahead of him. So in other words, he has a bed, and the second one's feet are by his head. So the second one is ahead of him. And Bisman Shem Shalosh, if there are three, Gadol Mesa Bemtza, the prominent one reclines in the middle bed. Sheni Lo Lamala Himenu, the one secondary in importance to him is ahead of him. Shlishi Lo, the one third in importance is Lamata Himenu, beneath him, by his feet. Amale, so Rav Shesha said back to the Reish Galusa, I don't think that the Persian waves are so great. Let's say the prominent one wants to talk, right? There are two people, and he wants to talk to the guy. He doesn't want to eat by himself, wants to have conversations, wants to converse, have social interaction. So here he's laying down on the bed, and the person secondary to him is in the bed ahead of him. So how's he going to talk? He's his head with his mouth is next to that guy's feet. So how's he going to talk? So what's he going to do? Mitritz Terutzi, he has to straighten himself up. He has to get up and sit and call out, hey, Yanko, you know? That's not so comfortable. The Yasiv, then he has to sit up and talk with him. So the Reish Galusa said, no, it's not a problem for the Persians. They don't talk with their mouths. Shiny Parsoi, the Machvile Machog. They talk with their hands. They do signals so they can talk with just motions, body motions. They don't need to use their mouths. All right, what else do the Persians do? Mayim Rishonim Eichel Matkilin. Who do they start with to wash his hands first? Amale. So the Reish Galusa said, Mina Gadol. They start with the most prominent person. He lays down first. He washes. They bring in the water first. So again, Rav Shesh is challenging. Yeshiv Gadol Yishma Yadavat Shenotun Kulan. So the most prominent person washes his hand and then he waits. He waits till everybody else gets their hands washed. Amarle. Mm-hmm. So the Reish Galusa said, no, the Persians have a solution for that too. The same way they have a solution for the talking. They have a solution for the washing of the hands. La'altar Maisu Taka Kamai. They bring the table with all the food in front of him right away. So he doesn't wait for everybody else. Then Rav Shesh said, okay, where do the Persians begin with the water at the end of the meal to clean off the hands? Amarles, the Reish Galusa said, Mina Katan. They start from the smallest. So again, is this such prominent, so you know, reasonable, so good ways? Gadol Yasav Yadav Mezuhamos, and the greatest one is going to sit with his dirty hands, Achnot Lankulin, until everybody washes their hands. Amarles, he said back to him, no, it's not a problem. Masalki Takami Kame, they don't take away the table with the food from in front of the greatest one. Until they bring him the water to wash his hands. Rav Shesh said, okay, that's the way the Persians do it. We don't do it always like that. We do it a little bit differently. I know a brisa, which teaches about the Jewish ways of a meal. The time within a brisa, Keta Seder Aseba, how is the order of reclining? Was not changed day mitos when they have two beds. Gadol Mesa Barosh, the elder does sit down first. The Sheni Lo, the secondary to him, doesn't sit above him, but Lamata Himenu, he sits beneath him. So that way, if he wants to talk, he doesn't have to sit up to call out. He can talk because that guy's beneath him, so he can elevate his voice. That guy will hear. Bismat Shein Shalosh, if it's three, Shalosh Mitos, if it's three couches, three people sitting to eat, so then we act like the Persians too. Gadol Mesa Barosh, we make the most prominent person sit down first. Sheni Lo, the one secondary to him, Lamale Menu is above him. Shlishi Lo, the third to him, Lamate Menu is beneath him. Now, Maimari shown in the waters before a meal, Matkilim and Agadol, we like the Persians too. We also start with the eldest. He washes hands first. Maimachron in the water after a meal was Ma'at Shem Hey. So it depends. If we have only five people eating, then Matkilim and Agadol, we start with the most prominent person to wash his hands first. Ma'at Shem Hey. But if we have 100 people who ate, send me the 100. It's anything more than 5. Matkilim and Akatan. Then we first start with the smallest one, and the next one a little bit bigger than him. Achimagin Eitzel Hei. So we are left with only 5 who need to wash their hands. And then Mechozer Matkilim and Agadol. Let me go back and start with the most prominent within that 5, the most prominent person, and he washes his hands. Mayim Achronim. Ulamakim Shemayim Achronim Chozrim. Now the one who begins with the Mayim Achronim of the last 5, the Sham Bracha Chozeres, he's the one who leads the Birkas HaMazon. Misayel El Rav. And that's a proof to the story that we had with Rav. Rav Chiyah Barashi said the name of Rav. The one who leads for the Mayim Achron and for the washing of the hands. Tchila, he's the one who washes his hand first. He is the one who is primed to lead us in the blessing. Rav and Rav Chiyah, we asked him to sudas to come to Rebbe. Rav and Rav Chiyah were sitting at a meal in front of Rebbe. I'm only Rebbe the Rav. Rebbe said to Rav in the middle of the meal, towards the end of the meal, get up, wash your hands. So Chazir Rav Chiyah saw him to come here, just that Rav was trembling. So what's wrong? Did Rebbe see that I'm dirty? Is Rebbe telling me I need to wash myself off? Amalei said, no, Bar Patsy, some of the great ones. I'm Birkas Mazon Kamarlach. He's telling you, pay attention to Birkas HaMazon. You wash your hands with my machon, because you're going to lead the Birkas HaMazon. Tanar Banu Lidin Raisa. Ein Machabin. We don't honor Lo Bedrachim. Not on a path. So if we're walking on a path, there's no point to say to somebody greater than me, hey, you go ahead. Lo Bedrachim, nor on bridges, you know, it's dangerous on a bridge. But lo biyadayim misu'amos, and not in terms of the dirty hands. Rather, if you have the mayim achronim, you wash it, you don't give it to somebody else and say, oh, you wash first because you are more prominent than me. And the Ben Ish Chai says we can learn a word of Musar from here. This world is filled with drachim, with paths, with ksharim, with bridges, with mayim achronim, with water that we have to wash our hands off with them. Ein mechabdin, we shouldn't honor ourselves by the matters of this world. We should only honor ourselves with mitzvos, with Torah, with chasadim, with the matters of the world to come.